The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this Wednesday, 26th of May, 2010. My guest today is Charles A. Bonner. The name of the book is The Bracelet. And you're only selling this book for $9.99?
Just $9.99. I want to make it available to everyone. And in fact, if you are a church or a nonprofit or a school or a library, we will sell it to you half price because, again, we want to make a difference. We're not about making money.
Holy,
and we want to get this message out there.
Boy, you a man after my own heart. I want to see massive monumental changes done, but you know, the standard Matrix type of game is how many millions you got.
Yes.
I'm not interested in millions. I'm interested in tapping in to the passion and the decency of so many people that have felt that they've been left behind and they have no voice.
Yes.
Does that sound familiar to you?
It sounds very familiar. That's what it's about.
Yeah. George in Texas, you're on with Mr. I do have him. You're on with Mr. Bonner. Go ahead.
Well, it's an honor to listen to you, Mr. Bonner.
Thank you, sir.
I'm going to come with you at a different angle. In Florida, there was 3,000 kids missing from the foster care system. They couldn't figure out. And some of these people were in foreign countries. And also, too, I would like to see Alberto Gonzalez and Johnny Sutton brought before the Hague because a Texas Ranger was investigating the Texas Youth Commission. And when he came up with the evidence, which was very overwhelming, he went to Alberto Gonzalez and Johnny Sutton and went to everywhere in the state of Texas to try and get prosecution. But even like Rick Perry and all, I think all these people should be in front of the Hague for sexual abuse in these juvenile detention centers. And I just really think when we get this country back, a lot of people will be going on trial because one thing you never do. You never mess with children because a lot of these people in the prison system have been in the foster care system and molested, and I can see why they can't stand child molesters.
Well, and you want some hard time? How would you like to be this predator that was sent to jail, that this gentleman had the hand in putting him behind bars for the rest of his life? How would you like to be a sexual predator locked up for the rest of your life? That is a special kind of hell.
Yes, it is. It certainly is, as well as it should be.
Yeah.
You know, we need every deterrent we can to keep these predators from harming our children.
And then after he gets done in hell on earth, he gets to spend eternity in hell. Boy, nothing to look forward there.
That's right.
Did he ever, and I didn't ask you this question, did he ever really display actual remorse for his actions?
No, he did not, and that was really one disgusting thing. And instead of displaying the remorse, he made up excuses and lies, such as he didn't know that he was harming these children.
Chaining minors up and having sex with them several times a day is not. Okay. All right, we got to take this break. 800-313-9443. I don't cover this subject matter very often, but I'm glad I'm doing it today.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Lark in Texas, you're on with Charles Bonner.
Well, hey there, John and Mr. Bonner.
Hello, hello.
Well, I think you've written a very important work, Mr. Bonner.
Thank you.
One quick point question. Did you draw any correlation between child sex slavery and what we call euphemistically white slavery in America?
No, because frequently what was called white slavery also involved teenagers. In other words, whenever one human being takes a child and forces that child to do something that is a detriment to that child, that is slavery, particularly when it involves sex and in many cases, selling sex to other people for money. So these are involuntary acts that the children have no control over, they have no say over. It's not a voluntary act on the part of the children. They are just being forced into this by awful adults. So it's the same issue, same crime.
Well, if I might, I have a somewhat different take on the definition of white slavery.
I'll be honest with you, Lark. I don't know the difference between white slavery. I've heard the term used before, but from your standpoint and your understanding, what's white slavery?
Well, for example, we have the so-called casting couch phenomenon
Oh, okay.
in Hollywood.
Right, Okay.
From my point of view, people like Elvis Presley, Marilyn Monroe, Ava Gardner, Michael Jackson, most of these people under contract, whether within the music industry or the so-called talent industry,
okay.
These are all victims of what I term white slavery.
Okay.
And so, you know, we live in a society today that really rather worships something known as success and money. And we have determined that all wealth grows from success and access to money. We're controlled by the fear that we can be cut off from either.
I call that the Madison Avenue effect.
Absolutely.
They sell you the dream, and you can have it today, and here you go, kid. Here's a credit card, and you can enjoy today and mortgage tomorrow.
Yeah. And then simultaneously, we worship at the feet of science and Darwinism. And somehow morality got lost in the equation because it didn't have anything to do with survival of the fittest or all these other things. And so that's why I bring this question up, because
yeah.
I think that there is, in fact, I think that today this is in fact how governments are formed. They're formed out of a rather criminal mob mentality.
Right. Well, and let me draw one distinction here. It's a little bit different, I think, what we're talking about, because here we're talking about minors. We're talking about children that are abused, sexually abused, whether they be by the parents or they're sexually abused by a neighbor or kidnapped and made a sex slave in somebody's dungeon. That's not voluntary. What you're talking about is if you strip away the morality and the ethics part of it, they're not walking into this thing. No, nobody makes you lay down on a casting couch. Or nobody makes you, one thing I have a problem with, Charles, and I've always hated this, and Lark, I know you've heard me speak of this, is like the JonBenet Ramsey syndrome, where you take a vibrant little child, and you're more or less pimping that child.
Yes.
You know, and to me, I that just drives me up a wall.
Oh, absolutely. You know, John, I saw a young little girl, 7 years old, dressed up in lipstick and on the streets at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning in Thailand when I was just recently there 3 weeks ago. And that reminds me of that little Ramsey child.
Yeah.
You know, she should have been treated as a child, not as as some...
She was being pimped by her white parents.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, Mark, your question about white slavery is a term of art that came out of the Mann Act when it was illegal to transfer teenagers across state line for prostitution purposes or any illegal purpose. And that's the original concept of white slavery. But yeah, I mean, people, adults over 18 are free to make any choices they want to make so long as they don't hurt people.
Right.
And that is different, as John pointed out.
Well, I think that you've written an important work, and I'm anxious to peruse your website.
Thank you.
I continually want to explore this idea of how ordinary Americans have made themselves commodities. And we look upon wealth as not flowing from virtue, but flowing from this false ideal of success.
Yes.
And attraction to money. And I think that child sex slavery is absolutely abhorrent.
Yes.
And we should, and I wonder what kind of a society do we live in that would tolerate, even for 1 minute, something called NAMBLA.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
As that is, as John said, a reflection of the deprivation of our spirituality. We have lost our spiritual connection. And until we reestablish that, and until the people, like what you, Mark, and the people calling in on the show, until they take control and replant spirituality into all of our interactions with each other, then we're going to continue to spiral downhill. You know, the
and how many kids are going to be in, say, Detroit, Michigan, where 50% unemployment rate, there's no way to get a job. So I need to make a buck, so what do I do? Do I sell my body? Do I sell drugs? I've got to do something to earn a living.
Yes. I've
got to do something. So this is a self-perpetuating problem, and until we get down to the root of this and strike at the root and quit hacking at the branches and giving casual lip service to this, I mean, and this is a dynamic, rotten to the core subject matter we're talking about, but it is pervasive throughout this society, and it's only getting worse. I mean, there is not one pervert on this planet that doesn't know going to Bangkok, Thailand, brother, as long as you got a pocket full of money, you can get, and I mean anything you want.
Absolutely. Boy, a girl, $25, all you need for a whole weekend. And, you know, you see these gray-haired men with little 12, 13-year-old girls and boys in tow, getting into taxis. The taxi doesn't bat an eye. Going into hotels, the hotel clerk turns a deaf ear. Mm-hmm. And they know they're committing crimes. So we need to start prosecuting those people when they come back.
And you know, that is an important point, because there is no fear. And
no.
As you described in Thailand, there's no fear because the cop is standing there witnessing that, and he's going to turn a blind eye.
Oh, absolutely. He's pimping these children himself. He has his own little brothel. And it's the same in this country. I mean, this problem could not exist in Houston and San Francisco and New York without law enforcement being a part of it.
And the, have we seen any pervert judges out there as well?
They're in all walks of life.
Yeah.
You know, there's no profession that is immune from this kind of perversion.
You know, it was, I got involved in a case several years ago. There was an individual that he was making a lot of people mad by just exercising his free speech, and he kept ending up in front of court in front of this one judge that had been carted off the bench because he had OD'd on cocaine several times.
Yes.
But
yes.
There the guy was,
yes.
And he's there to follow the law. But my God, where were the people in the community that put up with this so-called dispenser of justice, the judge?
Yeah, exactly. That's why the people have to step in.
I couldn't agree with you more. Lark, thank you for your call.
Thank you, Mark.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for the good work today.
All right.
Thank you.
I was going through your website, the Bracelet Novel.
Yes.
And there's some verbiage here that caught my eye.
Yes.
Brought to light in your book are the established mafias that dominate the trade. The big players in Europe today are Russians. Anybody that doesn't know about Russian pornography, you're not looking for pornography, and thank you very much, but the Russians are one of the biggies in it. Albanians, Ukrainians, recently Italy, Nigerians, in southeastern Europe, Turkish, Kurdish, Serbian, Greek, Bulgarian, Hungarian, and Romanian networks move Eastern European women into Western Europe and the Middle East. Many of these groups simply added human trafficking to existing crime portfolios, often running women alongside traditional contraband like drugs and arms. Even those in the group at highest risk, poor young women, tend to see trafficking as something that may happen to somebody else, but not to them. In surveys, most victims, they say, that don't know anyone who's been trafficking, that they may be partly because women often conceal that experience even from their own families. And then you add the desperate poverty and the unhappy households, the standard push factors, and the pipeline of likely trafficking victims never runs dry.
No. Yeah, it's a big problem.
All right, we got to take this break. We'll continue to take your phone calls in this hour at 800-313-9443. We've spent an hour and a half. Now I want to get into this guy that I mentioned to you earlier, Chris W. Bell. And he penned an article just recently in the Detroit News. King had a dream, but blacks now face a nightmare.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out? School, that's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out? At school, that's what they said the Constitution was
about. Yeah, what's that constipation thing all about? It's what's not taught in schools anymore. At any rate, this article by Chris W. Bell, I'm going to read this in its entirety. And then I want to get your take on it.
Sure.
He says, when was the last time you heard anyone express outrage over the fact that up to half of the black kids in major cities are high school dropouts? Black America is in a state of crisis, and not only are we being ignored by those for whom we vote, but we're also being ignored by the press and, he has in quotations here, the civil rights movement. For the last 70 years, liberals have asked blacks to elect and empower them so that they could defend us from racist conservatives who were trying to keep us down. They said that without them, we would be relegated to an inferior education, lower-paying jobs, and the sorrow of institutional racism, and it has happened, but with a different cause. But after all this time in power, how has liberalism benefited us? An analysis of the leading indicators for a good quality of life for the black population, and he says employment, education, crime, and family, shows that in many ways the current generation of black youth is in worse shape than the last. It seems incredible that in the 21st century we could be backsliding, but the facts don't lie. The black unemployment rate is 89% higher than the white rate, 8.7% versus 16.5%. Or like I said, if you're in Detroit, Michigan, it's 50%. Now, this is after nearly 70 years of solid black votes for liberals. At each election, liberals say that blacks need protection from conservatives, but there are no conservatives anywhere near us. The only thing that all of the people who set the policies that affect us have in common is that they're all liberal. Our cities have been under liberal control for decades, and they're also where the black economic and social indicators are the worst. And the mainstream civil rights movement that claims to represent us never question whether or not liberalism is partially to blame. Inner cities have higher taxes, more costly business expense, slow police response, more crime, and therefore less economic opportunities. All these problems are exacerbated by liberal tendencies to raise taxes, stack up regulations, and blame society instead of the criminals for the crime, which results in soft-on-crime police and judicial systems. The high black unemployment rate is partially explained by the fact that the high school dropout rate in major cities is close to 50%, with some as high as 75%. What employment prospects can we expect for a generation of men without high school diplomas? Liberals run the school systems, but their philosophy is not held liable for the tragic circumstances we find ourselves in. They lower standards in the name of fairness to the underachievers, and then they fight vouchers that would allow us to take our scholastic business elsewhere. The result is kids who are less prepared for college than those they must compete with. It's incredible and saddening that in the 21st century, amid all the marvelous technology that we live with, there is a whole class of people who do not have the education required to take advantage of our new high-tech workplaces. They have 1950s skills. It's even more saddening that the policymakers whom we have entrusted our votes to receive our solid and unwavering support, even though their actions have made our situation work. Look at the state of the black family. The black illegitimacy rate is near 70%. Coupled with high divorce rates, it's pretty good bet that any given young black lives with his mother, lives with his mother without the father. Beginning in the 1960s, liberals told us that we didn't need marriage to enjoy our sexuality. They said that marriage was cramping our style, that women needn't be dependent on a man to help the family. They said that she could do it all. One activist said that the women need men like fish need bicycles. Liberals encouraged us not to consider being married as a prerequisite for having kids, so we didn't. And look what it has caused millions of single women trying to earn a living while raising kids and running a household alone, while burdened with the crushing weight of disciplining our young men and instilling virtue in our young women. Our cities are infested with crime. Blacks make up to 49% of all homicide victims and 35% of state and federal prisoners. The liberal solution to crime is to look for racial discrimination in law enforcement and criminal sentencing. I can remember that when I was a kid, the liberals attacked street crime police decoy units for being racist since most of the people caught were black. Well, they stopped. And now look at crime. Liberals have diverted money from law enforcement to social programs, and every time a new prison is proposed, the civil rights professionals claim that it's part of a plan unfairly round up and imprison our men. Welfare is a good example of a liberal policy that has devastated us. The last generation grew up with unrestricted welfare, and its effects are still being felt. Unrestricted welfare meant that anyone could receive welfare at any time and would never be kicked off. I can recall men in my neighborhood in their 30s who were dropouts and had never held a job. Yet with all that spending, liberals could never find the money to lower police response time, something that would have an immediate and beneficial impact on all our lives. It would lower crime, increase business, and lower cost. In fact, every time they run low on cash, liberals do an early release from prisons, releasing those hoodlums right back into the community. Liberals don't have to live alongside the thugs they let loose in our neighborhoods. And also in our neighborhoods, you will see the sad sight of thousands of mentally ill people who can't take care of themselves, living in the streets. The police won't pick them up, and if they did, the mental hospitals won't keep them. Why? Because our liberal lawmakers said it was an unfair practice to hospitalize somebody against their will. They said that society has no right to force someone to take medication for a mental illness. The result? Our cities have homeless people strewn about like old toys tossed in an attic. And this is what they call comparison. But of course, liberals don't have to live with the results of their handiwork. We do. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal Offshore Law Firm based in Guatemala have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong. Access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at panamalaw.org. That's panamalaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Almost finished here, Charles. Hear me out. And through it all, nearly 90% of blacks loyally vote for liberal candidates. Now, this has got to stop before we're a permanent underclass. Blacks must abandon their blind support of liberals and support candidates who focus on lowering crime, improving schools, and encouraging commerce. These priorities are mostly found with conservative candidates, and it's ironic that now that we have the freedom to vote from whoever we like, almost all of us vote for one type of candidate, and that's the kind, the worst kind, for us. Now, rich people can withstand liberalism because they will always be able to pay or buy what they need, but rank and file citizens like many blacks can't afford it anymore. What next? Half of us in jail, three-quarters of us underemployed, and all of us illegitimate? It's time for black voters to elect candidates who will reverse the ambition-numbing effects of 70 years of liberals. It's time to turn the wheel in the other direction as hard as we can. If we did nothing else other than vote against liberals, we'd be far better off. We would see immediate and incredible advances toward the society that Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of instead of this hellish nightmare that keeps getting worse. Our very first step must be an end to all support for liberal candidates in the same way we shunned segregationists in the 60s. And when we were faced with segregation, we rallied to remove those who approved it from power. We did this even when faced with water cannons, attack dogs, and worse. How much less debilitating is the current caustic environment than the one that Martin Luther King fought? How much less forcefully should we fight it? I say no less, whether it's through discrimination as it was or a lack of education as it is now. The result is the same. A large percentage of blacks are not able to live the American dream, but if we don't fight, who will? No one will take the struggle more seriously than we do. And that's Chris W. Bell. He's a freelance writer. A lot of his stuff is in the Detroit News. What do you think of that piece?
Well, it's a very thorough piece. I think to analyze that letter, we have to go back to that particular piece. We have to go back to the question you raised earlier, John. Why did we go from a nation that was the richest nation on the planet to a nation that now is borrowing money from other countries?
Yeah.
It reflects a failure of government. And the fact that that failure may have hit certain groups harder than others is to be expected. But the reality that if you look across America now, people are losing their homes in droves. And they're not just black people, white people. Every American is faced with this crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a crisis that was brought on not just by liberals, but by all of the people in government. So we have a problem that is a failure of government. We have to have a government that will serve us all, whether we're black, whether we're white, or Asian, or Chinese. We're all Americans. We are, unlike other nations, say England or Irish or Ireland or Italy, where people organize around a nationality. We are organized around a very sacred document called the Constitution. And that document is sacred to us because it gives us all rights. And when the government fails us, it fails us, and therefore it violates our constitutional rights as Mr. Jefferson again talked about, the right to life and the right to pursue happiness. These, if you can't eat, you can't get a job, you can't have life, you can't pursue happiness. I mean, the Constitution doesn't guarantee you know what happiness, but the right to pursue happiness,
yeah,
is what it guaranteed. And whether you...
Well, actually, let me interject here. That
sure
was changed by those who write the history books. It wasn't, it was the pursuit of, not happiness, it was the pursuit of property, which gave you certain rights that the government wasn't supposed to violate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the government has failed us all, whether you're living in Appalachia or whether you're living in the ghettos of America. The government now has to step up. We have to make sure that these banks and these insurance companies do not take away our right to live, take away our houses, take away our jobs. They're sending them overseas, and that's where the problem is. This is not a liberal conservative problem. This is, our government must be responsible. We, as the people, we must make it accountable to us, all of us.
Well, and I'm not here for one second defending what is now in America today viewed as conservatism, because if you ask anybody what's conservatism and what makes you, well, I'm fiscally conservative. Well, wait a minute. What the heck does that mean? That you're not going to spend any more money than you have in your bank account? And you knew if you wrote that check against an empty account, guess what? That's check kiting, and you can go to jail for that. So
right.
What does this mean that I'm a conservative now? This has been turned into a political battlefield. Liberal versus the neocon, and the neocon versus the liberal. And, hell, I see the neocons. I mean, these people are in a business of butchering millions. You know, I am just absolutely incensed. And one of the things that made us so great was the adherence to law. Yes, there was inequities, but I see the people that are writing the history books, and they've got this all bent for political reasons, and it's maddening to me. Look, I'm not in the business of creating human beings. I am not God. I don't make yellow people. I don't make white people. I don't make brown people. I don't make black people. I don't make them, so therefore, how can I sit in judgment of them? But the one thing that I can judge is how people are treated, how they are treated by other people. You know, that old Holly Bibble thing, treat those as you would like to be treated yourself. I see a lot of inequities, but we have got, and I've said this before, now you being an attorney, you know, the 14th Amendment. The only thing that I saw, when I saw and I really read up on the 14th Amendment and what that meant, That wasn't a civil liberation of people, because there was plenty of room in the Constitution to protect all of those that are born in this country. I do not know what civil rights are. I know what God-given rights are enumerated by our Constitution. I know what God-given unalienable rights are. But I have a hard time, and I've said this, that you black folks out there, you know, you looked at the 14th Amendment and all that brought supposedly freedom. No, all you got was double tapped.
Right. All we got was double taxed?
No, double tapped, as in boom, boom, right to the head.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes. Well, you know, the 14th Amendment now is being used by corporations more than it's being used by anyone.
Yeah, didn't you know they were persons, too?
Yes, they're persons in the Constitution. And they are the ones who are crying that they are being denied equal protection, you know, the banks, the insurance companies, yeah, or the car dealerships, mm-hmm, that, you know, they are persons under the Constitution. And, you know, the reality is that we have a brilliant document. It's a living document. It allows everyone, including corporations, to go into court and say, yeah, I'm being treated unfairly and I have these rights. But when it comes down to human beings, you know, we have to make, again, our government responsible to live up to that document, to live up to making sure that we all have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Right now, those rights are being threatened.
Yeah. And, you know, we go out there and we make enemies and create boogeymen and, you know, oh, it's, don't you have Al-Qaeda hiding under your bed where you live, sir?
That's yeah, right. Let's spend $12 billion a month finding him over a 10-year period.
Well, you know, they spent a trillion, get this, they spent $1 trillion in a war on drugs. How do you think that little war is working out?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Sure, there's not another the grain of cocaine around anywhere after all that money.
Yeah, yeah. I, you know, and I ran a series of pictures, and they were gross, Charles. This was just right across the Mexican border in Arizona, or I'm sorry, Texas. And the drug lords, they're now positioning themselves, and they're eliminating the weaker competition of those officials that they can't buy off. They just killed outright. And it wasn't until the headless bodies start showing up and literally in the streets that people started to get a little bit excited. Pictures you will never see. I even had CNN call me to ask me if I had the rights to the pictures that I'd put up on our own website. And I said, no, those came from another source. And the guy tells me, I mean, this is what blew me away. He, you know, he's in Atlanta. He's in the newsroom. Him and all his little compadres there at the Chicken Noodle News Network. And they sit around and they listen to this network because they're hearing the news that they can't report on. Now, what is wrong with this picture?
Yes, that is pathetic.
I thought truth was had its own valor and its own merit, and it was supposed to be supported and brandished like a shield, and when necessary, swiped around like a sword.
That's why we have free press in the Constitution.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Did you ever think in your 64 years, now you saw a lot of raw stuff in your life.
Yes.
But did you ever think in your 64 years of life that you'd ever see this country degenerate into what it's become?
Absolutely not. You know, when I travel around the globe, everyone wants to come to America. They talk about America as, you know, this big shining light, this beacon of freedom. And the place to make money and a place indeed to live the American dream. When Martin Luther King talked about his dream, he was talking about the American dream. It's all of our dreams. And now, unfortunately, that dream has turned into a nightmare for everybody, not just the people of the black community, for everyone. When we lose our home, that was the sweet spot of the dream, is to own a house, to own a home.
Yeah.
And now we have people like Goldman Sachs who made money driving this economy into the ground, and then bet on it going down. You know?
Yeah, and the criminals, and like I said earlier, here's the new maxim. It isn't one of being of a conservative nature, and I'm not using that in a political term, but, you know, having a staid approach to things, you know, measured and thoughtful. Now it's whatever you can get away with and how much you can pay a lawyer to get you off the hook.
That's right. It's, you know, do it anything you can do until you get caught, and then buy your way out of it.
There you go.
You know,
welcome to America.
Yes, Goldman Sachs knew it was doing wrong. They wrote about it. They knew that they were going to cause a bubble in the real estate market, and that was going to cause massive foreclosures. And they knew this as early as 2004, and they did it anyway.
You know, let me take this call. I don't want to leave this guy out of the mix here. Vince in Ohio. Go ahead, Vince.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Who's your guest there, John?
His name is Charles Bonner.
Okay, because I wanted to state something, you know, because I called in because they passed a series of fee hikes here in the city of Indianapolis.
Did you say fee hikes?
Yeah, fee hikes for certain businesses.
Okay.
And a lot of it's aimed at hotels and, you know, and quote-unquote dilapidated buildings.
Right, right.
And it's going to be aimed at the very poor areas of the city of Indianapolis versus, say, such as the big five-star industries.
Okay.
Because they say that these poor areas are the hotbed of criminal activity. But yet, you go to one of these big five-star hotels, you can get a concierge service. You can get an escort service.
Right.
You can go get a massage if you want to. But if someone, you know, if they accuse these people that run these hotels to, you know, and they give them housing and all that, and to keep, you know, take care of their own neighborhoods, you know, those owners are going to be accused of crimes from abating and abetting, you know, criminals to, you know, feeding a homeless and all that.
Charles, you're a lawyer and you're paid to listen to words very carefully. Are you following this?
I hear the caller saying that he's apparently concerned about some fee hike on dilapidated buildings that may have a great impact on poor people. That seemed to be the threat there.
Yeah. And, mm-hmm. Yeah, and, okay, so, all right, the short, skinny point on this one, Vince.
Well, the short and skinny is most of these people are going to have to face the code violations if they can't bring them up to standards. Whose standards do you have? Let's just say the air conditioning may drip a little water, and they sit there and say, "You got to fix that, and you got to replace all the piping in the building."
Well, I mean, is this same thing going to be applied to slum landlords?
Well, sure it is.
Okay, so it's not necessarily the five-star rich guy.
No.
Okay, it's okay. All right.
Because the five-star rich guy talked about, you know, it's not, we shouldn't have to face this scrutiny. It's the people that run dilapidated cabs and.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
You know, you get my picture there.
No, I got it.
People are trying to make a living.
Yeah.
And then they.
Well, yeah, in the time that tax money is at a premium or less of it's going into the coffers, we're on financial Armageddon. It's only going to get worse in this country and not any better. Boy, that's always been. Didn't they make a movie? What was the actor's name? Or he was sentenced by the judge to go live in one of his own slum tenements?
Yes. Yeah. I remember the movie, yeah.
Yeah.
But it sounds like the caller needs to go to city council and speak up against those taxes and make sure that they're being applied fairly.
Yeah. And, oh, boy. I'll tell you what. We could probably go on another hour here, but we're fastly running out of time.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I want to make sure that people understand what you're all about and where they can get the book. You can go to Amazon.com, and the name of the book is The Bracelet, and the author is Charles A. Bonner, and that is only $9.99, but if you are a 501c3 church group or you're an organization, who all qualifies for the $5 book?
Any nonprofit.
Okay. And if you would like to contact Charles by email, it's simply charles@thebraceletnovel.com. And you are also out there, Bonner and Bonner. Who's the other Bonner?
That's my son, this Cabral Bonner. He's my law partner, and he's holding down the fort at the law office while I'm at the book fair.
I can just about guess. I can just about imagine the conversations that go on in the dinner table. I mean, it's great to have your son with you. Very often, Charles, when they get to the ripe old age of 18, they want to bolt and get as far away from daddy as they possibly can. But I think it's great that you and your son are together and you're doing business. How old is your son?
He is 35, and he's a great boy. I have to rag on him a little bit. He's just a great kid, you know. He's done well, 2 Stanford degrees, and he just tried his first jury trial alone and won it. So I'm proud of him.
Well, good deal. I wanted to get around to this subject. We're coming up on a break, and I want to spend the short and final segment here when we come back. And I want to ask you a very poignant question and then get your take on it.
Very good.
All righty. And again, folks, if you need an attorney, Bonner and Bonner, they're out there in San Francisco. A. Gabriel Bonner is the son, and, of course, Charles Bonner is the father. They've been in Oakland in... You established the office in Oakland, California in 1979, and in 1989, you moved the practice to Sausalito, California. So anybody needs a good lawyer out there, well, there you go. All right, we'll take this break, come back with the final segment of the National Intel Report with Charles Bonner right after this.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of 4 expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
All right, we are back. And again, folks, important book. If you want to email Charles, you can email him at charles@thebraceletnovel.com. And this book is available through amazon.com. A very simple book to remember, title book, The Bracelet. And the author is Charles A. Bonner. I wanted to ask you, Charles.
Yes.
Where is the black leadership in this country?
Well, you know, that's a good question. They are extremely quiet. there seemed to be this default to the White House. You know, there used to be a time when the black churches stepped up and took the leadership role, and now they are very quiet. I think you hit the issue that really needs to be addressed in order to revitalize the African-American community. The leadership in the churches, the leadership in general, needs to be re-energized and activated. And
I'll tell you one dynamic duo right now. I'm thinking Pastor Manning and you on the same stage.
Well, that would be good. I would love to be on the stage with him.
Yeah. And I wanted to mention to you, this network is undergoing a rapid expansion, and we will bring you back.
I would love it.
And there's no such thing as retirement. You got a lifetime's full of work to do, and you're closer to the end than you are the beginning. But boy, there's not for a lack of issues and problems facing society today. We need good men of goodwill to stand up and address, and more importantly, instill and inspire others to carry on that fight.
Oh yeah, we have a lot of work ahead of us. There's no retirement.
No, none at all. Well, Charles, hey, I appreciated these 2 hours. I'm glad I heard you on a rerun of Ernie Hancock today. You were actually on the network again today on a previously aired program. And I thought to myself, you know, I'm going to try to get to this guy and get him on the air. And my thanks to Akram for setting this up today.
Well, thank you very much, John. And I, again, take my hat off to you for understanding the importance of this issue and bringing it to your audience and really giving it a full, honest 2 hours. We've had a great conversation. I appreciate what you've done, and please keep up the good work.
I will endeavor to do so. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, sir.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. You know, I'm going to tell you what, through honest adult dialogue and complete understanding, I don't think there's any problems in this country that are insurmountable. I think it's been due to a lack of good leadership, men of true goodwill and honesty and integrity. Boy, where have those words gone in our vernacular? Where have all the good men gone? Well, they're still out there, but they're feeling very isolated and very alone. You're not. What we have done, I don't know if y'all heard Dave Champion's program today. But I'm telling you what, you need to go into the archives. If you missed that today or you've never listened to Dave Champion, I would highly suggest that you go and you listen to today's broadcast. I got on the mic in his ear during one of the breaks, and I said, you know, Dave, you never have to do another live show on this network. And he goes, oh, really? Thinking that I was going to chew him out for something, and he says, why is that? I said, because you did the ultimate program today. I can just keep playing that one. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. I thank you all for being here. Are you going to be part of the freedom refounding movement in this country, or are you going to continue just to sit back on your backside and let other people do the work? The question of freedom. The answer, as Ernie always says, Ernie Hancock, freedom's the answer. What's the question? Well, we're going to see how much people value freedom and want their lives back and control of their own lives. You've come to the right place for that. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. Introducing the new